This is a story of 12th century Kundalini Kingdom. It's a story of two siblings, Hovana and Bans. They were one of the entertainers of the King Kulin of Kundalini. The girl Hovana was a precision archer. She used to entertain the king by placing a fruit on her brother's head. Then blindfolding herself, she used to aim just by hearing her brother's voice. This was thrilling entertainment for whoever saw it the first time. But over time, this got repetitive and boring. They tried to innovate by adding more fruits or smaller fruits, but wasn't enough. One day, the king got a fun idea. He wondered if she could see through the blindfold. So he whispered a secret instruction in his guard's ear. The performers were in the position. Once she was blindfolded, her brother gave the call. That instant, the guard gagged his mouth and lifted him up. The guard held him in a position higher than where he was supposed to be. Meanwhile, Hovana was preparing the arrow, remembering the exact position from where her brother called. The king was confident about his hunch that she could somehow see through the blindfold. What happened next was totally unexpected, and so fast that it was unavoidable. The arrow was released and instead of hitting the fruit, it pierced the little boy's heart, immediately killing him. There was complete silence among those watching the scene. Hovana was still oblivious of what just happened. Since Ban's mouth was gagged, he couldn't scream. She waved her hands in excitement and bowed to receive applause. When nobody clapped, she finally opened her blindfold to see her dead brother in the hands of a guard. Hovana didn't realize the mischievous trickery that happened while she was blindfolded. She blamed herself for killing her brother by missing her shot. She immediately shot an arrow towards a pillar. There was nobody standing there, so nobody realized what was happening. They watched the arrow move past the pillar, beautifully brush along the curved wall behind, take a U-turn, return back towards Hovana, and go through her heart, instantly killing her as well. King Kulin felt guilty for doing this deadly mischief. Since the deed was done, there was no way he could bring them back to life. It took him days to come up with a way to get rid of his guilt. He decided to keep those siblings in a place from where they could never be moved. He named the two stars visible in the night sky after them. In the arrow constellation of Zeka, he named a star Hov after Hovana and Bansli after Bans. These names stuck as long as Uvian constellations were used in the subject of astronomy by the people of planet Yuge. Thank you.